up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Keeping it real goes wrong. So once again, man, we're in Las Vegas, man.
You
know,
Vegas!
We know this other podcast that's coming here next week. We know this other podcast is going to do, and they, and you know, we don't even know their names. But they said, because they posted a post, and they said it's not about who do it first, it's about who do it better. There's no way they can get better than Tony Yayo.
Nah, you lit. You
there's no way they can get better than DPG. There's no way they can get better than Drew Hill and a dead Capone. Let's make some noise for that guy. Yo, we're going to bury him and then wake him up.
That Cali weed, man.
Hey, he said we're going to bury him and then wake him up.
Yeah, we're going to wake him up.
He's alive.
Daz, can you be my witness?
Yes, sir.
You walked in the club. What's the first thing I said to Capone? I said, stop what?
Drinking that brown with that white.
That white.
Oh, he
thank you.
Oh, he's
listen,
bugging.
He's bugging.
He's tripping. He's,
yo, listen, first off. If you was in left spot, you could get a pass. You were in Las Vegas. You need to be on point, goddammit. That's an old rumor. That's an old rumor. What happens in Vegas is coming to 41st side. It's coming to 41st side.
That's an old rumor.
It's coming to 41st side. On Vernon Boulevard.
That's an old rumor.
Yeah, it's an old rumor. It's an old rumor. Once again, man, I can't thank you guys enough, man. This is real hip hop. We don't cater to. I'm not a journalist. I don't Google nobody. I don't do that. I sit down and have real talk. And me and my partner EFN, man. I'm sorry, I stole your mic.
We lost the mic tonight.
We lost the mic. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? This is one of my favorite episodes. This has been off out of control. I was telling people to shush the whole time, like I was in a movie theater, because they say black people talk in the movie theater. And guess what? Black people talk during the podcast. We just realized that. And guess what, man? We're having fun, little pimping.
Yes.
I just upgraded you to Big Pimpin.
Yeah.
You are now Big Pimpin.
Big Pimpin.
And I love West Coast niggas, man. I'm going to be
Coast.
Honest. We're going to go do a whole
love
West Coast.
Too.
Man, I also got to shout out Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop was in the studio with Swiss. They both hit me up and said, man, we love what you're doing your thing on the podcast, because this is for hip hop. You know what I'm saying?
I smoked weed with Snoop. And
okay.
I started feeling spiders in my body. I'm trying to tell you about this West Coast weed.
I'm gonna end it with this. One time Snoop was in New York, right? And he came. I filmed it. This is for the What documentary exhibit. And you know, I bring all my, you know, my niggas wear Yankee outfits, which is blue. So they, in their mind, they were Crip. You know what I'm saying? So we went to go see Snoop. And Snoop just keep passing us blunts. So my gangster niggas is disappointed in me. They're like, why y'all not smoking as much as Snoop and I'm smoking? So we sitting there like, and I'm filming, and I'm like, damn, I got tired. I felt like I ran a marathon, right? So
Snoop,
my niggas was disappointed. They was like, y'all let Snoop smoke y'all out in New York. So mind you, right, now Snoop hit me. He's doing a man show. It's in Bishop Don Juan crib.
Right.
Who remembers this? Somebody said, yeah. All right, fuck y'all. Well, because it's not too many witnesses when we smoke Snoop back out. So we go to Bishop Don Juan crib, and I buy a pound just for that. And I stay, and then Snoop said, I'm good. I smoked enough. And I was like, I won back. It's 1-1. It's 1-1.
Well, yeah.
Snoop, listen, this is when I knew this nigga's an OG. He was staying on like the 17th floor, right? We hit the 10th floor, and the smoke alarm was on the 10th floor. you smelled the weed from the 10th floor. And we walked in, and the hotel was just like, it's Snoop, nigga. Like, it was like, that's all.
Oh, yeah.
That's all. Right. They ain't even get played. Like, they ain't even get played. So, yo, man, again, I can't thank y'all enough. Capone, rest in peace. We're gonna bring you back to life, baby. But, yo, Dog Pound Gangsters, man. Daz and Corrupt, man. Yo, Daz, you know, yeah. I look at your discography, and it's one thing that I can ask for you. I need, before everything is all over, I'm gonna do one more album, man.
I seen Stevie Wonder too and shit, and I couldn't even approach him, like you said. It was like, you know, he couldn't even see me if I wanted to. You know what I mean? But I still wouldn't approach him.
Maybe.
Certain stars, you don't even,
did you meet Michael Jackson?
Touch him.
Did you meet Michael Jackson?
Yeah, I met Mike.
Word to a drink before you start. Okay, yeah, I met him. Where was it at and where? We was in, what's crack this right here? That's Aguayente.
What is it?
That's rum? Colombian cocaine.
No, I'm scared him from
Colombian white. It says Colombian white.
So I want the bottle is stupid. I'm gonna taste it.
This is my baby right here.
You want your dragon?
Notice, let me tell you something. I would warn Raekwon by like mixing drinks, but I've seen this nigga do this white plenty of times.
Nice. Yeah.
Now I've seen him drink Henny and white on the same night. Like this. But you sure you want to do this? This is how Colombian people die. They just go in there and they drink this.
Take a shot.
Like this is what's that shit? You for Asia. It's you for Asia. Good.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. It's Colombian. Tastes like licorice.
Mm. He's an old school wino. Let's make that noise for him being an old school wino.
No, this shit tastes like that shit that used to have sparkles in it.
What's
that shit? Gold Schlager.
Gold Schlager.
Gold Schlager.
The Gold Leaf.
Right. The Gold Schlager.
Look at Ray Kwan. He know his liquors, man.
Good, nigga.
Yeah, let's hit that.
Come on, man.
What were we talking about? I was in
Michael Jackson, man.
Michael Jackson. Yeah, we need the Michael Jackson story.
Michael Jackson had big hands, man.
What?
Yeah. Don't tell Donald Trump that.
It got weird.
Yo. Super real talk, B.
But where was y'all at? You remember where you was at?
Yeah, we was in Miami. We was out here.
Oh, y'all met Michael in Miami? Where the fuck was I?
We was in the Hit Factory in the studio, you know, me and Ghost. That's when we was living out here in Miami.
Okay,
like,
okay.
I lived out in Miami for like 2 years.
Mm.
And we was working on the album and all of that. And, you know, we was in the Hit Factory and next thing you know, we looking through the blinds, like we hear all these cars coming in the driveway. It's a bunch of black vehicles just pulling up out of nowhere. Boom, 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 boom. We like, yo, looking through the blinds, like, yo, who the fuck is that?
Right.
You know, and next thing you know, it's just Michael just jumped out with his two kids, just him by himself.
Right.
So next thing you know, we looking like, oh shit, that's Michael Jackson.
Right.
You know what I mean? Michael Jackson?
Right.
It's like, yo, that might have been the time my heart, you know, skipped for real.
For sure. All
right.
And next thing you know, he started to walk towards our room, you know, from the outside. So, you know, me and Ghost, we like, oh shit, the nigga's coming this way.
So we sat down
Like, yo, they walked in and shit. He walked in with the owner of the Hit Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And when he walked in, it was like, all we did was just look up to him like, what's up, Mike? How you doing?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, how you doing, Mike?
Right.
And yo, he kicked it with us for like around a good,
So Mike knew who y'all was? Minutes. Did y'all have to introduce yourself or he was?
We had to introduce ourselves, right, my nigga. Like, right, you know, right, and Ghost, it made me laugh too, because Ghost is like, yo, you know, he was telling Mike, like, yo, you know, I did your joint over. Like, yo, I did your joint over. Mike was like, word, which one? You know what I'm saying?
He didn't say word.
He was like, which one? So, you know, and Mike was just acting like, you know, like, Ghost was like, yo, you heard it? He was like, nah, I ain't believe it. Yo, that shit was, man, it was super funny, man.
Right.
I had to call my mother and all that after that, B.
Right, right.
I'm going to be honest. I hung out with Bishop Don Juan for like a whole weekend. He had me gassed, right? So what happened was they gave me a famous player card. You remember the famous player card? It was gold. They gave me 917 on there. And they asked me to come to the players ball. I got there, and then I'm on road for real. Like, but I took 2 days out of my schedule. I walked in the players shit. It was a white bitch that was, I'm walking in, a white bitch say, hey, how you doing? Oh, you know me? I don't even know if she asked me to take a picture. She asked me something. And I said, bitch, you better play up.
I was in my pimp.
I definitely didn't know. And she chose me. I said, bitch, you better choose before you lose. I don't know why I said that. And Bishop Darmar, what's my nigga? Juju, Pimp Juju. Mm-hmm. All of them was trying to knock me. All of them was trying to knock me. They said, yo, Nori. And the white bitch kept standing by me. And I said, I don't know what I did.
You didn't get the memo.
I didn't get the memo to pimp correctly, and then I wanted to pass off, but she really didn't want to be passed off.
Hey, you ever seen that nigga? Uh-huh. He always got about 5 or 6 hoes. His bitches got to stare at the ground. They can't look up.
What about him? Let's break him down.
It's kind of funny, though, because his bitches, they'll sit somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Even when they sit down, the whole time they out, they can never look up. They have to look at the ground. And they be sitting there talking to each other. And then if you dare, you're like, I'm a little crazy guy, nigga.
So you go in there and try.
I just try to fuck with him and break him a little bit and be like, oh, how y'all doing?
Right.
They can't speak to no outside man, nothing. They can't ever look up.
That's the rule?
That sounds crazy.
That's him out. That's just like you wearing your jewelry. He's wearing. Uh-huh. He's showing you his pimping. He's like, I could have told them bitches to look straight ahead. I could have told them bitches to stand in a circle.
Walk in a circle. Look down.
Don't never look up. Don't talk to anybody except me or each other.
I ain't gonna lie.
And that's just...
This is how I knew I wasn't ready for pimping. Because my white bitch did that. My white bitch was just like, she wouldn't look at no
like
other
pimp. Is ready for pimping.
Pimp Juju said, Pimp Juju and Pimp and Ken. And they both stepped to me and said, young player, you don't know what you're doing right now. I said, I gotta whip me, leave her alone. And she just kept looking. That's how I knew she was more experienced than me.
So niggas who pimp and niggas who have pimp game and are of it,
So it's a difference. Pimping and having pimp game. I like the way you broke that up.
Because having pimp game means that I probably could apply it, but I'm doing other shit. I don't
Right.
Pimping is stressful, man.
Pimping is stressful. Break that down for us, short.
You telling a woman to do the stuff she's doing. There are fucking like repercussions to that shit, man. Like mentally, like it fucks people's heads up, so you gotta deal with that shit.
Cause you telling them to go in the car, suck them off.
And you saying don't fuck with nobody but me. So when every emotion she goes through is coming to you.
So let me ask you something. After they do that, they give you the money.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to make them feel like your girlfriend? Like
they gotta feel love. You gotta do all
this
shit.
They gotta feel love.
You gotta do the shit, man. It's a lot of shit. Like if you want to really,
they actually your chick.
If you want to be a boss pimp, you have to be focused. That's what you do.
I've never heard this term. Did you say boss pimp?
Yeah, that means you're in control. You on a run for a while. You got.
And you could go to another state, and you're still a boss pimp.
And you know they call that long range pimping. You can send her anywhere.
Hold up, let's make some noise. Hold up, crazy, let's make some noise for long range pimping. Yo, I heard a long range 5. I blame your homie over there. I be like long range.
No, nigga, you should be able to leave her in Hawaii. Pimp.
So
congratulations to you, my brothers.
Yeah.
And you know, anything that we said that was inappropriate, fuck it.
Yeah. Let's go.
We don't
Dream Champs
shit.
Right here on Revolt and the number one podcast in the motherfucking world.
That's right.
I'm so sorry, sister.
Do we get a t-shirt?
Of course. You get a t-shirt. You get whatever you want, sis. And I'm gonna be honest.
You got the champ cup.
Yeah, you got the trophy.
Oh shit!
You know we get you the ass of the year, right?
That's
I'm in. Yes.
Take it to the streets, right?
But he robbed you.
Would you? No, I robbed him. And what you gonna do? You gonna call the police?
Let's not,
I robbed
let's not incriminate you. He robbed you.
Yeah,
he was a cow.
Yeah, whatever okay, the case. Go. Man, right, I don't give a go. Fuck.
All right.
Fuck that shit.
Let's go.
Fuck, it was nigga, some I fuck took shit. That fuck nigga shit, right? And the fuck nigga called 9 on a nigga. Mm. And my nigga, I looked for the nigga. The nigga fled. And the nigga ain't never been in Miami, pussy nigga.
Sick.
He know what time it is. He can't come back here. He ain't been here ever since. You understand what I'm saying? Woo. And then boom, so I did that. The nigga fuck nigga fled. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm still here. And what I did, Bible on the dash, I had the fucking the beat for about a year and a half. And I was just riding to it, and I'm like, man, I can't just say anything on this beat. I got to come with it. And the only time I'm really good at rapping is when my back is against the wall. So my back was against the wall, and I was running through my beats and shit like that. And I say, boom, got the Bible on the deck. I say, man, as a jit coming up, me and my niggas, the old heads I used to be grabbing a little work from, whatever, we'll be riding around the neighborhood, you know what I'm saying, a few times and weighing up and bagging, whatever, while we riding and shit. And they always used to have a little Bible on the dash or a big Bible on the dashboard.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's how we ride down
here. You know,
here.
It's a car crash.
All the OGs, they used to have a Bible on the dashboard.
That
so I
hard.
Say, I'm going through this life right now. I'm about to go through some hellified yit. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to embark upon some hellified yit. I need something. And I thought about it. I said, man, Bible on the dash, man. I remember when the... So then, boom, after that, I said like this. I holla at my nigga UB. Shout out UB. You know what I'm saying? I stepped to UB. Shout out to Phil. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, THC UB?
Yeah, hell yeah, oh, my nigga. You already know what it is.
Oh, EFN is ill.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that injection.
So check it out. So boom. So I get down there and I say, hey, man, so look, I got this case I'm going through. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what to do for real. I'm chasing the nigga. I can't whack the nigga gone. You know what I'm saying? So boom. What can I do? The nigga called 9 on the nigga. What you want me to do? What can I do? And I say, look, what's up with this Santa Rita thing, man?
We ain't gonna get into all that.
What's up with
that? People's gonna get scared.
Hold on, time out.
We gonna come back to that. But here's where I wanna go. My second favorite gunplay footage on the internet.
Oh, see, you getting riled up and then gonna calm me down.
Is when you was in Colombia.
Right here.
And then you sniffed that white. How did that go down?
I would like to. Where the white at?
You asked the police.
He did it on camera.
God damn it.
We saw what happened on camera.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that part.
He said it on camera.
On camera, the police gave it to you?
He said everything on camera.
I spent $10 and got a 14.
But you know, this is. Now was. What?
14 grizzlies. Hey, but you know what I'm
coming
saying? I'm
going
to just tell you some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Not like the people that peed
the
on
themselves. Spiritual world is real. I cut fucking chickens and goats, nigga. And that's how I beat the case. If you really want to know.
Wait, say that again. Say it again.
I cut chickens and goats if you really want to know.
That's Santeria, make some noise for being voodoo. Voodoo.
I just went to
Capone is Haitian. He just don't want to claim it. I don't know why.
Nah, he knows.
I
don't know why he don't want to claim it.
Capone,
I don't know why he don't want to claim it. All that shit.
Yo, Sonny, get my mom, Sonny.
Like, I hung out with you, like, back in the days in the studio.
Right.
And I couldn't understand what you said. Like, you were really hood country. Like, blah, blah, blah. I like that. And it took me 2 minutes. But then I see you, when you get intellectual, you know how to go there.
I just speak truth. That's it.
Now, PR. What kind of fights you used to have as a child?
What you mean?
Because,
I'm wondering why the fuck you tried to fight Floyd Mayweather. Why the fuck you thought you was gonna win?
You tried to fight Floyd Mayweather.
Is that true? That's not true.
You could tell me. You could tell me now. Nah, it ain't true. Nah,
hey, man. You know what? If you paid to fight, you talk about it.
If you're not paid to fight,
I
don't
lie. $100 million, I'll fight any nigga for $100 million. Right now, let's take.
You fighting Brock Lesnar right now?
What?
$400 million?
$100 million?
Damn, what's up? You can jump on a defected Tiger Bone?
Yeah, I don't know. Nah, you just don't want to open it because you don't want to drink.
Ah, come on, French. You know I don't do that, French.
I don't do that, though. French. Like, that ain't really, like, you know, that ain't the move.
What, Tiger Bone
No, talking about shit that happened in the streets.
But I heard you snuffed him.
But you talk about, you don't talk about shit that happened in the streets.
Let's make some noise for T.I. Still think he in the streets.
He is still in the streets.
Come on.
I didn't say I was in there every day, but if some shit happened in the streets, you don't talk about it.
It happened in the streets.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You leave it there.
All right, this is going to change. This gonna change.
Some shit just happened in there. See, I put me to the side. Look at my
You get your shot glass.
And you don't want a shot, right, T.I.?
Nah, I don't want
we going to respect our legends.
Nah, my nigga Tip is hands on. He's hands on.
Man.
You want me to pour the shots, French?
My name.
I got the first one. You got the second one.
What the fuck
one.
Is this?
What's that? Is that a shot?
This is a shot. Why?
Let me know. What the fuck is this, though? Is it a brandy?
You want
cognac? Like, what the fuck is this?
No, it's not cognac. It's a vibe.
Smell it. Smell it, T.I.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
Nah, trust me. It's a vibe.
Smell it, T.I.
Tell me some Chinese shit. Nah, it's a vibe.
Yeah, one more. All right, here, French. Here, give French a big shot. Makabaya Bing. We call this Makabaya Bing Bongs.
Makabaya Bing Bongs.
I hear you. That shit smell like soy sauce.
It's nasty as soy sauce.
I love how you move. You took your skelly off before you took the shit.
Yeah, you know I'm a sweat. Salud. Yo, T.I.
Cheers.
Salud. French. Cheers. Zach.
Yeah. Hey, God.
That's your big bong. Make some noise.
Shit tastes like dirty cobwebs.
Yo, French. You know French is an alcoholic. You know that, right?
No, I'm an
alcoholic as well.
I never heard nothing.
But you and Puff have an ability to keep going. Like, I see... off the rip video shoot, by the way, you invited me to East New York. It was very disrespectful. Because East New York, they just die right there. They just die right there. And by the way, we almost got arrested together. Oh, do you remember that part? The police rolled up. I threw so much weed. I didn't even realize how pussy I was. Because you know, we got the other things, but those are stashed the right way. When the police came, I had so much weed.
The video got us locked up.
The nigga that shot the video.
The way he planned the whole video was just
you was in East New York. You know that's the most dangerous place in New York City.
But I thought he had us situated.
Oh, no, we were
he
not
had
situated.
Us in a parking lot in the back, one way in, one way out.
You had one security.
Everybody.
Big up Max.
Everybody don't like each other in there. Everybody around me is security.
This was the death zone. I'm talking about, we're in Death Park.
You already said East New York.
East New York. We're in the death zone.
That's already.
And off the rip video shoot, I'm there, and 900 police come. I'm like this.
They knew exactly who had the guns. They ran straight to
them. Yeah, they went straight to them.
So, like, whoever set that shit up, that shit was just like a vibe.
And you saying, who snitched? Because it's blowing them up right now.
I don't know.
There's a snitch podcast.
The I don't know nigga? Fuck you. Whoever the I don't know nigga is. You want to do another shot?
Come on.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper NORE and DJ EFN.
Rosie Perez knocked on my door looking.
Don't worry, if you miss your flight, I got it. We rich.
Wait, what'd you just say?
I said Rosie Perez knocked on my door looking for him.
with the titties out.
I was like, oh my God.
Crazy.
Rosie Perez came looking for him.
Yo, Tip, you been
knocking. He knocked on my door.
We have.
Let me ask you, Tip. Listen, so you respect the Rosie. All love the Rosie. All love the Rosie.
How was it kissing Janet?
I mean, when she came to the crib, it was like white man can't jump came to the crib.
How was it kissing Janet Jackson?
I mean, it was great.
Describe it for us.
I mean, that might be.
He wants to know everything.
That's Penny, man. That's Penny, man. We miss Penny, man. That's Penny, man.
It's great. Exactly. It's Penny. It's Penny.
And she made Pac take an AIDS test, but she did not make you take an AIDS test.
Yeah, no, the shit, so here's the thing, right? Mm. So we was doing a movie.
Damn, Nori.
So.
I love this shit.
Let me clean it real quick, because I got to bounce in a minute. Yeah, so
let's get straight to it.
All right, Dad, I got it. Give me a second.
You got it.
So
you got to subscribe.
We doing the Poetic Justice shit.
Yes.
So we chilling and shit. Me and Pac out there, we chilling or whatever. So we did rehearsals or whatever. And I forget what the album, I think it was All Eyes. No, I think it was, I can't remember which album.
Me Against the World?
Yeah, I think it was Me Against the World, actually. So we were out there, we chilling and shit. So we had a table reading and shit. Then me and the nigga, we chilling, smoking, whatever. Then we was all, me and him. Yo, that's motherfucking Penny, nigga. I was like, I know, nigga, this fucking Penny.
No.
We both going off like that, so whatever.
He said, that's Penny?
Yeah.
Like I just said to you,
yes,
Penny. God damn it, let's make some
noise. Is that it?
Continue. So boom, so we in Simi Valley.
Simi Valley.
You know what Simi Valley is?
No, I don't.
Simi Valley is where they made the decision on Rodney King.
Rodney King.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
This is the night the decision came in, my nigga. Oh, wow. We in Simi Valley. Yeah, Simi Valley.
You and Pac.
No.
Oh.
I just gave you a little precursor.
Oh, okay.
To how, you know, this
whole thing. You talking about Penny.
Me and Penny and John Singleton and all the extras and the gaffers and everybody's in motherfucking Simi Valley. Right? So we shooting the joint.
Uh-huh.
So we go through the Kiss shit. We do that shit 10, 11 times. The shit is cold out. So like, keep us on hold out there. Because now niggas are starting to riot back in the city.
Because
the decision came. And we're
here
in Simi Valley. The courthouse was like 2 miles up from where we were shooting.
Get the fuck out of here.
So they didn't want us to move. They wanted to keep the set kind of, you know, static until they got a read on what was happening around because the riots started popping or whatever. So we out there, we keep just doing a scene.
Mm.
Keep kissing and shit, right?
So then, is y'all tongues touching?
Damn,
let me shake your hand again. Let me shake your hand.
Damn it. Reduction!
Don't take a kiss, Penny.
Yeah, we actually make some noise. Make some noise for tongue kissing Penny. He went to first base with Penny.
So, we both get the sniffles and all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Poor thing. Right?
I'm about to ask you.
So here we go. That was my girl.
Dope.
Man, I mean, after a while, everybody
five,
know that.
God damn it! I'm getting another five.
Damn,
you
went,
know that? Yo, you were smashing a lot of Hollywood things out there.
Who,
come
me?
On, it's getting weird. It's getting weird.
I gotta get ready to go. But that was my girl, though.
But let me
because I want to get to the Pac shit. So we caught a fucking cold and shit. Or everybody, damn near, it seemed like. But I definitely, she was sick, I was sick, whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what that decision was on her part to be like, he has to get an AIDS test, but she definitely was like, well, if I'm gonna like kiss with him and he's gonna, you know, I gotta make sure that da 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 da. And me and the nigga was talking about it. I went to his trailer. He was like, yo, don't you know they asked me to take a motherfucking date? Nigga was hot. He was hot.
Right.
I was like, what?
And
he's like, I could see if I was fucking a bitch, then I understand. But the scene ain't even done. You know how Pac was. You know,
man, animated.
Yeah, that's how
I
he
never
was.
Met Pac. I
oh, you never met him?
Nah.
Oh, yeah, that's how the nigga was.
Yeah.
Buster used to rock with him.
What was this
well,
after
heavy,
the
Source heavy, heavy,
Awards?
Heavy.
The incident?
Well, that was before. That was before.
This is before the
yeah,
Source Awards.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Source Awards incident was just like,
we have to break
it was
that
just,
down.
It was a miss. Yeah. It was a miscommunication in the backstage.
Tell
shit.
Us about it,
too. Oh, that's right.
So we won an award or whatever. And we going on an accept award, and they gave the nigga the green light to go on and perform. So he comes on to perform. Now Nas had just put out the Illmatic shit, and you know, people looked at Pac at the time in New York as like kind of a West Coast nigga, but the nigga was, he was an East Coast
He's
nigga.
He's from the East Coast originally. He was born
Maryland. He was his mother used to rock around Allway, so he had deep ties around Allway, like deep, deep ties. Like his mother was, you know, Black Panther. They had a Black Panther set up around Allway. Joanne Chestnut, all that, you know what I'm saying? So he had deep ties around the way. So anyway, the nigga ran on stage. You know, niggas was hot. The niggas looking, niggas was booing him. He was like, fuck it, you know. He was with niggas from around Allway on stage.
On stage.
Yeah.
Stretching them niggas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm
so, so then, it got a little ugly. Right. So
the funny part though,
but here's the thing. Pac saw Ali. Ali was tight.
Ali
and shouts out to what's son name who does the sauce?
Benzino.
Yeah, shouts out to Benzino. That he's always treated me with respect. I saw some shit floating online. He was like talking about, oh, this nigga Q-Tip was crying. Ali was crying. I didn't even see this nigga back. Nobody was crying.
That was off of our show.
Yes,
that was our show.
Our show.
That was on our show.
Okay, yeah. Wait, come on, B.
Wait, Benzino crying. Said what?
No, I don't know.
But it wasn't nothing. It wasn't crazy. Yeah. It wasn't crazy.
I just wanted to be clear on what you said.
He was just saying the niggas was crying.
They told the story on our show, this story.
The stage, and niggas was like in teary eye, whatever. It was kind of, it was stop. No, because I got to go. Let me, and when I leave, y'all niggas can chop it up. But let me just have my piece. Thank you.
Thanks.
So, because I really do these shits, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah. So we on stage or whatever, and niggas was hot.
Right.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And we was mid-obbed up out there.
You got Nupac at the time? Or
yeah.
Okay.
It was
all cool there.
Okay, yeah, continue. Cool. I'm sorry.
So, we trying to get to this nigga, trying to see what it was. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So Ali is with his Brooklyn niggas or whatever. He would have, we with
Ali
whole, I mean, Ali was with Brooklyn. We was with our whole fucking crew. Everybody was trying to see what that was. And we had a little incident. Me and a couple of my niggas. I had to go sit down. You know what I'm saying? At the fucking Tombs for a couple nights, whatever. That's what it is.
Q-Tip being locked up?
I mean, nigga.
Q-Tip was in the bay.
I mean, my nigga, look. Anyway, let's continue. So we sit down, whatever. Ali saw Pac. Pac was like, yo, I never meant no disrespect to y'all. I love y'all niggas. Are you crazy? That was just da-da-da-da-da. Buster hit me. And Buster was like, yo, you coming to L.A., right? Because you told me you was coming to L.A. And I was like, yeah. He was like, yo, I spoke to the nigga Pac. When you get out of here, let's all sit down. I was like, cool. They was at the St. James Apartments. I hit Bus. Bus was like, we over here now smoking, whatever, drinking, whatever the nigga Pac wants. I was like, of course. So we went over there. We all fucked up. And Pac was like, come on, nigga. You know, come on. It's me and you. I love you, my nigga.
Is this
like,
pre-Death Row Pac or post?
Yeah, this is pre-Death Row Pac.
It's a difference.
This is when I was shooting High Learning at the time.
Yeah. Okay.
And Omar, I was, yeah, this before, this before, this is during the same time.
It's before
time
everything.
Frame. No. This is during the same time frame when he went and popped the two off-duty police
right,
in Atlanta.
Right, right.
So we, me, Omar Epps, Little Daddy Shane, was staying in
the St. James.
Yeah, there's fully rented apartments because we were shooting a movie. And at the time, what's the light brown eye dude that used to be on BET, son?
AK?
Johnny Simpson.
There you go.
When Pac got with Kamal, he told me he wanted to speak to him because he knew that I was the closest thing to Q-Tip at the time. So when he talked to me, he was just explaining to me, because back then, niggas was performing off of DAT tapes. So when you perform off of DAT tape, it ain't like the fucking instant replay. It ain't like the Serato. It ain't like none of these
other
things.
You gotta rewind it, literally.
If a nigga press play,
it's going.
It's going.
Yeah.
Because you're going to lose your placement.
Exactly.
So he was saying the person that was assigned to trigger his DAT tape pressed play while they was dealing with their acceptance speech.
Right. And he had to go.
He had to go. So it looked like he just was on some fuck they acceptance speech.
Exactly.
I'm just going to come out here and rhyme over these niggas. And he said to me personally, that was not what, that had nothing to do with me. He was like, I would never diss Tribe. As a matter of fact, I want to do a public truce on BET.
Yeah, he wanted to do that. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
So they came together to clarify and organize the public truce on BET. And unfortunately, he passed before that got to happen.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of shit passed on before we actually got to get that right, but it was never nothing.
Because we know you got to go.
Always
like,
I
got to give you one
come
more.
On. Come on.
Now, how did you feel when these two little Queens dudes come to you? Prodigy and Half. And then they come to you. And then you say, y'all niggas is great. But let me shape and mold it a little better. Because we had Havoc on Drink Champs.
Yeah.
He said that personally.
Yeah.
He said, we had the album. We had it almost done. But we wanted to see the legend. And you tweaked their album.
Yeah.
Squad.
And they made a Drink Champs classic on the song The Henny Joint.
Oh, The Henny Joint. Yeah,
a classic.
That was crazy because
Every year. I need you to do
something for me.
Yeah.
You didn't, I need to describe that $10 million pussy. When you sold 10 million units. Cause like I sold 1 million, right? Enough, like that was it. Like, but 10 million, like, I know what I was getting thrown at. Like, how was it at the height of it? Unbelievable, huh? The shaggy ass, right? Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
You're a Jamaican. You cross boundaries.
You said it wasn't him.
Listen, man. Anybody with that amount of silk.
I don't take them, get the brown boots. I stop at the pink sandals.
Pink sandals? Yeah. Anybody with that amount of success shouldn't have a pussy problem.
But how is it, though?
Like, well, honestly, of course it has to be great, bro.
Right. Yeah, that's for our listeners.
You know what I'm saying? For your listeners.
We've got a personal question.
The thing is that I was never new to these monsters because we coming from old Carolina, that was another global hit. So I've been getting global snatch all my life. You know what I'm saying?
Global and he called it snatch.
Global snatch.
That's like, you know, he's taking shit down.
You know what I mean?
Like a goddamn.
You gotta be used to that from day one, from in school. Even though I was in the military. As a matter of fact, I was in the war.
Alright.
That's probably one of the only few people in the middle of the desert that got...
Got some ass. Desert ass.
He got desert yams.
He got some desert ass.
He got some desert yams.
Desert snatch, according to him.
There's a couple of jobs you got.
Damn.
In the military. I was a cannoneer. Which is known as...
The tank?
It was almost a cannon. It's artillery.
Okay.
I fire 155 howitzers and the shit lands indirect fire on some fucking grid scare and blow some motherfuckers up.
Exactly. So body and
support.
I fire shit.
Whoa.
Now,
that's
hold
hard, Shaggy. Go ahead.
So while we was there...
Shit.
He's doing that.
That's how you body niggas in this.
And you said you was in the war.
Yeah.
You was in the war.
That was the first Gulf War. It's on record.
You was body.
The first against Saddam.
That's a story.
That's
a story.
You went from first-tier niggas to singing to the chicks.
Shot.
This
howitzers at them and said, okay, relax.
You shot howitzers.
He out there bombing.
But it's your job.
And he hit him from 8 miles away.
It's over.
It's over.
But there's certain jobs in there that you get. So I'm a skater, what they call in the military a skater.
What that mean?
Simple means I ain't going around saying hoorah, hoorah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If I could park my Jeep and put my foot up and chill, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to see me running around trying to be SCO.
And that's the military in Jamaica?
I'm going to get this.
U.S. Marine. Go
Semper Fi. You know what I'm saying? Do or die. First to go. That type
of
shit.
In the first Bush era.
Yeah. First Bush. There you go. Daddy Bush.
Daddy Bush.
And that's why the young Bush tried to finish the job.
Right. While I was there, I was up in another Bush. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? Point I was trying to make, I used to drive and go for the chow truck.
I'm the guy. Now, you see, oh, you got a navigation system in your car right now? Mm. We used to drive them Humvees, them big old, them flat ones. Mm. But they had these big-ass navigations, the big white thing. And that was how we used to drive to find a way to the main base to pick up the chow. Now, when you're picking up chow and stuff like that, chow is actually the breakfast and the food. You go down there, they give you five loaf of bread, I put one under my seat. Mm. You get six peanut butters, I put one under my seat. So I'm the man. You know, everybody wants something, yalla. You know, I pick up the mail. Motherfuckers glad to see me because I got the mail. You know, motherfuckers is glad to see me because, you know, I come in, I got cigarettes. Mm. It is what it is, you know. So me and everybody on the platoon is in the battery is friend.
Now, how does Janet Jackson smell?
I never met her. Remember, I told you.
I thought y'all did.
We did the record together. She was never in my video.
Oh, she never.
No. She never go in the video. I took it to number one though.
Oh,
it's all good. She did. She didn't want to do nothing with the record, but I took it all the way. So it's all good. I'm not mad.
I just need proof.
But I went back when I went down to the main base. They had women Marines, and they would.
Jose.
Because they're the one giving you the food and giving you mail and all that. The admin girls.
I mean. Yeah, I'm listening, Shaggy.
So you gotta make yourself, you know.
He made himself available.
You think Janet smell like? So, but you met Mariah Carey before?
I met Mariah. You know what I did? I didn't meet Mariah, but you met her too. So stop fucking. Yeah.
That's the homie.
You trying to fuck, you know?
The homie, yeah.
But I don't know no Mariah.
You
Mariah
have a famous relationship. I forgot.
I don't have no famous relationship.
No, I'm blowing you up right now. You're looking at me like, relax.
Nah, I don't.
All right.
What famous bitch?
You knocked down a famous bitch. What famous bitch you know?
I've knocked down a lot of famous bitches, but none of them. That, you know, I ain't out there like that.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
I respect how you put it.
But that was pre-social media. Right. Like right now, y'all don't fuck with that shit. Right.
Yeah, that's what I was saying to Gilly earlier.
But it's a good time to see how you walking straight right now. Because I know you walk straight right now. Mm-hmm. You a good dude right now.
I'm
a
great guy.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Father, you know, husband, all that shit.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't work in this time of the environment these days.
Nah.
You got to put all that down. This is for them youngers. They see now, they want to put everything out there. Mm-hmm. Me and you, we got problems like that.
Yeah. I'm married too. I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, we can't.
But I know at one point you was a wild nigga.
I've been that my whole life.
I think you sold 10 million. You gotta just make some noise for that. God damn.
And you know what? In reggae.
But you know what's iller is that, you know, you sold 10 million. It was a global, though. It was a global
thing. Thank you, sir.
Like, you made global music. You made music that transcended. Like when I made Superthug or Homeboy, like the and even Oye Mikando, these records that you know, Z100 played.
Yeah.
It was always bugged out to me.
Yeah.
Like being in this
Because that's a whole
atmosphere.
New audience you see it.
A whole different audience.
Then they look at you like, he's one of our Caucasians. We like him.
That's why I discovered Jägermeister. I was there like, I'm in.
Nah, let's do a Bob.
But how many reggae artists sold as much as you sold?
I'm the only other person that sold Diamond is Bob Marley.
Bob Marley. Wow. Yeah. So not even Shabba.
No. Nope. Shabba sold gold.
Dang.
Shabba sold gold. But I'm the only one that has a Diamond album. I'm the first.
You gonna tell me Murder She Wrote didn't even make it that way?
Nah.
That's one of the biggest.
I think it was a number one, but I had a first dancehall number one with Old Caroline in the British chart.
Great record.
I had the first dancehall record to actually debut at number one in the British chart was Mr. Bombastic. We did it three times, Mr. Bombastic, Angel, and It Wasn't Me.
So you always broke it over there?
Yeah. No. But I'm saying when you come, you know the British chart, when you come out of the charts, you got climbing charts, I debut in at number one. Mm. Right? And then I'm the only dancehall artist with a number one album, which is Hot Shot. And you know, they took us off the number one spot. I remember J-Lo came in, took us off, and we took her back off. And it was just one of them situations. And we've been consistent. And look at this. This is 2016. I'm 48 years old. And I was, you know, I had a top 20 hit last year with I Need Your Love. Mm. We back up on the charts again. We're you know, top 40 right now. So.
So it's still blessed
to be doing that. What about J-Lo?
You met J-Lo?
I met her. She's one of my favorite.
How she smell?
She's great. Great.
She smells
great.
Like his cocoa yo-yo.
Yeah. Great. Jesus. You know what I gotta give it up to J-Lo about? You see all these young chicks now that's coming up? All
But everybody knew ODB.
It's a dirty earth.
Well, I mean, but like I said, I threw out an album. I threw out something, right. a little mixtape, and I got him saying this shit on live. Right. So I know niggas ain't got no love lost. It is what right. it is, my nigga. Right. Every yeah. you know what I mean, whatever the motherfucker.
Everybody got a nigga in their crew that's more right. You know what I'm saying? I got Sonny DBT. His name is Mr. Super Slime on Instagram. He just got clean.
He smoked his chest hairs.
So the nigga took me to Brooklyn, but he took me to Brooklyn. It's like 2000 and... 2002 maybe.
He was signing Rockefeller.
Yeah, whatever year that was. So we went out to Brooklyn. So he said, "Yo, drop me. I'm going to get some grenades." Now to me, I'm thinking grenades could be anything.
I had a grenade at the time, like a little bit earlier. Okay.
I'm fucking with him. He fucking with the bitches. He yelling out the window, and he just, you know, he had just came home from jail, so he was telling me how to see society. He got him trapped. Though. So he pulled up to this little brownstone. He walked up, and came back. He had a brown bag. He said, "I got grenades." I said, "My nigga, what's grenades?" So this nigga pulled out an old school bag and pulled out like motherfucking 100 nickels. But I said in Brooklyn, money, y'all still got, like, they had capsules.
Right,
old school illusions. Still, 19,
in the 2000s.
So he would call the shit grenades, and he was like, "Son, this is what this is." I said, "What is that?" He said, "This is what a grenade is." He go,
In the studio. This is real. It got awkward. It's a little awkward.
We lost more advertisers right now.
I love you, my nigga. I need you to give me
your wildest Maya cocaine story. We got a dude named Maya that we both friends with. His name is Derek. And at one point, he's our friend.
He's our friend.
Thank you. Remember the name and all he threw up.
He was doing a lot of cocaine at one point. I got a great cocaine story with my nigga Maya.
Maya, see, I mean, I knew him for years. So listen, now I'm going to tell you how he started doing this shit.
Coco?
Yeah, Coco.
You put him on. Let's make him on.
So we went to nigga. We in the China Club. It's me and him. So we meet
in Manhattan. I think that was on the same China Club was on the same block as the 42nd W Street on Times Square. You could actually walk there from there. I went to the China Club with Mayor before, and he was also on cocaine that night. Let's talk about
I'm giving you the first day. He loved
Mayor,
it.
You know we love you, baby.
He loved it.
You get a lot of money here at Teamster now. Let's go.
Okay. So we bagged the two baddest bitches in the world. Man, we got like 30 bottles. So now we go to the W. So now we getting there. We got E's. I'm taking E. He taking E. She drinking. So the bitch pulls out a bag of coke. So I look at the man. Look at me. And she go, "Yo, who would do this off my asshole?" I said, "Off your asshole."
He's also an ass eater.
But me, I never did it. He never did it. He's the wingman. He's gonna go first.
It's getting crazy. Let's go.
So the bitch, she said, "Yo," she told me, "take it out the bag."
Right, now, when she said asshole, does she mean the bun or she mean the crack?
Nah, straight down the crack.
She's
laying down.
Okay, let's take it.
So she wanted to go over the mountain.
So we're getting an ass-eating story and a coke sniffing story.
That's a combo.
Go ahead, bro.
So the bitch said, "Take a bump out." So I put the whole shit, boom. So,
but how did you know what a bump was?
She told me.
Okay.
It got weird. I know all of them.
You knew the slang.
He's Cuban, man.
So he did it. Boom. Okay. So I watched him. He did it again.
But he sniffed it or he licked it?
Nah.
It felt like he licked it.
How would you know?
I don't know the way he's describing it. It was in the asshole. Go ahead, continue.
I mean, he sniffed it first, everything left, and he might have licked it to see the residue.
I feel like it was a lick in there somewhere. All right, yeah, continue.
So he did it. Cool. Uh-huh. So now I got a friend. So now they saying this, and now she's telling him, "Oh, you the best." So now he asked, "Let's get separate rooms." So he paid for my room. I get my own room.
He's a rich nigga.
I mean, we probably like 15,000, 20,000 in a night just started.
I have a similar story, but it involves shit. Yeah, let's keep it going. This is the same guy. He's my guy.
It was him?
This is the same guy.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. Mayor, we love you.
Hold on.
All right, let's not get this story twisted.
So I don't want to criminate myself or look stupid. All so. Right. So I had the other bitch. Okay. So boom. Mm-hmm. So I went back to his room like an hour later. I said, "What's up?" He said, "Nothing, bitch, front or whatever, whatever." So I said, "Go get some ice." He went and got some ice. So when I go in the room, the bitch said, "Take a bump off my ass."
To you again?
Yeah, but you gonna fuck me?
Right.
You gonna fuck if I do that? You gonna fuck me?
That's what you're saying.
So listen. So after we fuck, right?
So he took a bump off her ass.
You know, they got me a cake. I'm actually come down here celebrating. And,
yes, man. Happy birthday, man.
My two brothers, I love them to death. They got it fine. We tore up some kind of ghost. We rented. So I owe like 10 grand to somebody. That was some fuck shit.
Oh, you tore up a ghost, you said?
Yeah, we just tore up a ghost on my
bitch. You historic. I heard you did a test drive and you left your car at the airport. You know
no. No.
That's how broke I am. I thought he met a ghost.
No.
That shit was so crazy. We won't stop getting with that shit. But it that's neither here nor there. But that thing.
No, let's talk about it. What happened?
You test drive. So you know, we've been in the city. It's kind of like it just ain't hit. So they got it on like the. It's playing like every 2 seconds. So
when I
heard it, it was like, so my people called me, they were like, it's on the radio. Right. Don't even cheer yet. I'm like, why? They said it added it. So when you get something added, like you go for an ad, you go for mixtape shows, it's cool. Right. But when you get it added, you're good.
Yeah, you're good.
So
it's in rotation.
And so it's number one.
Yeah.
I just took a minute to come back to the test drive thing. I kinda like went a couple more blocks.
Right. And you
It was alright though. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know I went on that.
You hit it.
I mean, I'm in it.
And then you left it at the airport? Is that correct?
I didn't leave it. I said, come and get it. Outside, it's up the street. I'm down the street having a drink.
But let's be clear, this was a test drive.
Not even like a rental car.
Yeah, this.
I wanted it so bad. I wanted it. Who doesn't want a Hellcat?
Oh my God.
Fucking nerd.
I wasn't ready.
It's still on. You ran off that motherfucker.
I'm ready. I'll do another one too. You ready? I'm fucking with you, man. I'm gonna just shout out to Best Buy Liquors.
Oh, Best Buy Liquors.
BestBuyLiquors.com. BestBuyLiquors.com. Providing the liquor. We got that rosé. You a champagne dude or not really?
I actually did this on my birthday. It was nice. And you know what? This is what I cried my rider.
Hey yo, Haz, hold up 1 second. Want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You can check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at DrinkChamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my coming home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.